You're listening to episode number 1801 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan, and welcome back, by
golly.
Howdy-ho,
good neighbor.
This has been a long couple of days. A lot of stuff has happened in our Who Cares world. We've actually had one person say, I didn't realize how much I cared about the Who Cares News.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, that was sweet.
Thank you, one person.
One person only. One. But you know what?
It's a start. I bet Kim missed me. I bet Kim did.
It wasn't Kim.
Thank you, one person. It's groovy to be back.
All right, random facts for you today.
Oh, yes,
by
random facts. By
golly,
by gum.
Brian May of the group Queen.
Yes.
Has a PhD.
Really?
In astrophysics.
No way.
Can you imagine he could have been the old man on Big Bang Theory? He could have been like Mayim Bialik's grandfather or father,
yeah,
something like that, you know? In the 18th century, rich people would hire real people to serve, basically, as human garden gnomes. The ornamental hermits would live in the rich person's garden and dress like a child. Is this where gnomes came from? Ooh, that's cruel. That's absolutely cruel.
Weird.
Maybe they paid them well, though. Perhaps they fed them. I hope they fed them and watered them.
It's probably a pittance.
Yeah. Hey, before the company Tecmo was making classic video games like Tecmo Bowl and Ninja Gaiden, they manufactured cleaning supplies and yachts.
Natural progression.
From cleaning supplies
and yachts
to video games.
Videos.
The word egregious comes from Latin, and I should know this because, you know, I took Latin. 2 years of it in high school. I don't remember a damn thing. Anyway, it meant exceptionally good, but people kept using it sarcastically to the point that the meaning completely evolved, and now it means exceptionally bad. Egregious.
Oh.
Egregious. So there you go.
Look what sarcasm did.
It's good for something. Changing the Latin.
I mean,
like
it's
that.
A cool word.
You should change the
egregious
Latin.
Egregious and litigious.
I love those. Anything with an us is great. Like continuous. I like that. Glorious. Glamorous. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. I'll shut up.
No, but that was good. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Egregious. I can't use that word enough now. It's now in my lexicon. I love that word, too. Lexicon.
What's lexicon?
That's your vernacular. That's your...
Oh,
that's
see, your, I don't even... That's obviously, your, I don't have one.
It's your vocabulary. It's your lexicon. It's what you, it's as you speak and you write, and I'm probably wrong about that, but I like egregious. Egregious.
Egregious. I hear it in medical
egregious
world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exceptionally bad. That's not a good thing when you hear that in the medical world. Egregious.
No.
That can't be good.
It goes along with litigious.
All right. It's time for the Who Cares News.
Hey, a lot's happened during our national nightmare that is the Ellen Show.
Oh, boy. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, this week, WarnerMedia officially fired 3 producers in connection with the toxic workplace scandal.
Toxic.
Toxic.
3. Just 3. And now that's going to fix everything, right?
Right? Well, Ellen addressed the troops via Zoom.
Yeah.
She Zoomed
okay.
them. And said that things will basically be better.
Oh, gee. Fearless
bada
leader.
Bing, bada
fearless
boom.
Leader.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us things are going to be better. Things are going to get good, fearless leader.
Then she addressed the no eye contact issue.
What's that?
Well, apparently no one is supposed to make direct eye contact with Ellen, who works on the show.
Oh, my God.
She's...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I heard that rumor about Oprah. If you pass Oprah in the hallway, do not make eye contact with her and do not say hello.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rumor. And Ellen, I think, is the same way. You know, how dare you speak to me, you know, unless you're like the showrunner.
Well, she says she has no idea how that started. She has called it. It was just insane.
Just insane, Ellen.
Just insane.
Just damn insane. Oh, my God. Where did that start?
Who'd
about
have thunk?
The third person you fired or had fired in season 1. That rumor gets around pretty well. Oh, geez. Did you see what happened to Benny? Yeah, he made direct eye contact with Ellen, and then he's in HR at 5 o'clock. Go ahead. Come talk to me. Look me straight in the eye. Don't worry about that little note from HR coming later.
And see, it was very simple. She was just looking at the camera. She wasn't making eye contact with anybody when she said it.
Right.
Summer's almost over at the Kardashian compound, and it's time to review who's still with who.
Now, Khloe and Tristan, I know, are buying a house together, so they're going to shack up.
Yep. Kim's returned home to L.A. with the kiddos by herself.
I'm not surprised by that. Yep.
They were spending time with Kanye West in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Now, according to a source, Wyoming is where he wants to shack up.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
And as for Kim, she's happy to be back in L.A.
Of course she is. Happy face. She's putting on a happy face because deep inside, she cries the tears of a clown. Her husband is bat crap crazy, and he's running for president, which in and of itself. Is like, it's enough to make you want to cry.
Now, see, we don't want to ever make fun of anybody going through a crisis. However, there are extenuating circumstances.
Well, we're just going to leave it at that, aren't we?
I don't even have to say more. I said Kim and Kanye, enough said.
So Kim is at home in L.A.
Yes.
With the kids, Kanye's on the ranch in Wyoming.
She can't cry out loud, smear makeup anyway.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Man.
Tear. Oh, tear. Oh, somebody.
Fix my makeup.
Fix me. Quick, I got to take 10 selfies.
Now, Kanye's focused on his presidential run.
Right.
Apparently, no one can change his mind.
I know one guy that doesn't want to change his mind, and that would be the guy sitting in the Oval Office right now. Right. Yeah. Okay. You just keep running, Kanye. Go right ahead. That's fine with us. So.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk politics.
No, we're not going to talk politics.
We're just going to talk about Kanye.
Please.
And politics.
Please.
Kanye's politics.
Kanye's politics.
The birthday party.
What's going on with Courtney?
Well, you mean that Courtney, who's not supposed to be on the show anymore because it just...
Oh, she's not on the show anymore.
Okay, so...
She
but
doesn't
yeah,
want
Scott
she's got better
is
things
on the show.
She's got better... Well, of course he is.
Yeah. So him and Courtney and the kids went vacationing together.
Of course they did.
And so,
this is a thing that people do now. They co-parent.
I bet they were
co-parenting.
And doing those things that parents do to make babies.
I don't think they're making any more babies. Oh, my God.
Probably not.
That would be horrible.
They're just practicing.
You know who needs a reality show?
Who?
Halle Berry needs a reality show. She could do fashion. She could do fitness. She could do all that.
All that in a bag of chips.
She is all that in a bag of chips. She's Halle freaking Berry.
But, man, there's so many different types of chips these days.
I know,
right? Is it Kettle Parmesan Ranch?
Oh, God, I love
those. Is it Cheetos?
Is
it Doritos? Is it Lay's potato chips? You know, no one could eat just one.
What? One Halle Berry? All right, we're out of here. You're waiting for it. Hey, welcome back. And
Good to be back.
You'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity.
I will.
All right, back with you tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.